This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. So here's the latest in the ever-shifting fiscal cliff talks. Negotiators for the president and House Speaker John Boehner are stuck somewhere between $400,000 and $1 million in terms of the income level above which taxes would rise. The temporary break in the payroll tax that many of us have enjoyed the last couple of years now seems likely to disappear, and both sides appear to agree on letting capital gains and dividend taxes go up to at least 20%. Now, all of this will get us some quite modest distance toward addressing the U.S. budget deficit. On the revenue side alone, some treasured tax breaks are coming in for close scrutiny, and one of the country's leading social conservatives is weighing in on the matter. Ralph Reed became the first executive director of the Christian Coalition back in 1989. Today, he's chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Good to talk with you.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Good to be with you.
Whether it happens right now or into next year, at some point, it seems like a big deficit-cutting deal needs to be done. What are the priorities that you are asking lawmakers to keep in mind?
Well, we need to recognize that solving the fiscal mess in Washington shouldn't be done in a way that I think undermines the ability of middle-class families with children to provide for the care, nurture, and education of their children. That's why we've called for indexing the $1,000 per child tax credit to inflation and ultimately doubling it to $2,000. And we've also urged that the full tax deductibility of charitable contributions be preserved. And the reason for that is because there are 50 million people in America every day who are touched directly by a charity. And we believe that those charities can do a better job of meeting the needs of the poor and needy than the government.
As lawmakers look for cuts, everybody does have something that they want to protect. And last year, almost a third of Americans' charitable giving did go to religious organizations. You and the people that you represent, you do have a very clear interest in protecting that, do you not?
Well, I don't have a personal clear interest because I'm not trying to protect charitable organizations per se. I'm trying to make sure that the vital social welfare role that they conduct in society is not only continuing, but is strengthening. There have been studies done that have shown that if you limit or eliminate tax deductibility of charitable contributions, that you will lower charitable giving.
So the spending cuts and the revenues to find our way out of this mess have to come from somewhere. Are you proposing something in particular instead?
Well, you know, it's real easy to say that there's a lot of revenue there, but the latest proposal from President Obama is to only raise the top rate on people making over $400,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to the CBO, that's only going to generate about $300 billion over 10 years. So we're talking about projected deficits of $10 trillion, and the revenue being offered by the president is $300 billion. So I think it's going to be a combination of higher revenue, but that's only going to get us so far, and then a long downward arc as a percentage of GDP in the size of the federal government.
Ralph Reed is chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Thanks very much.
Thank you.